The following is a presentation of Got Questions Ministries.
What should we learn from the life of Luke? The men who were called to be part of the inner circle that surrounded Jesus were a very diverse group of men that hailed from every type of social background and occupation. These 12 men, other than the traitor Judas, formed the foundation of what is today known as the church. One of the men who was not listed as an apostle, but had a tremendous effect upon the documenting and spreading of the gospel, was a physician named Luke. He was evidently devoted to science and research before he came to know the Savior. There is no evidence that Luke ever personally met the man Jesus, just as Paul never had the privilege of meeting him when he walked the earth in the flesh. Luke's intellect shows through his writings, and his deep knowledge of things pertaining to the physical makeup of man is evident in his gospel. Luke was a companion of Paul, who called him the beloved physician, Colossians 4, verse 14. That same chapter indicates that Luke was not of the circumcision, which means that he was a Gentile. It appears that he hailed from Antioch, which may be the reason Antioch seems to be the center of the book of Acts. This means that Luke is the only writer in the New Testament who was not an Israelite. Not only did Luke write the gospel that bears his name, but he was also privileged and inspired by God to write the book of Acts. Luke's writings focus on the preaching of the good news, which indicates his joy over the plan of salvation. He uses the term good news 10 times in his gospel and 15 times in the book of Acts, while it is used only once in the other gospels. Luke was given the privilege of explaining the process of salvation and how God controls the mind and the heart in both his gospel and in Acts. Luke 24, verse 45 says, "Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures." Acts 16, verse 14 says, "And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul." The date of Luke's death is not known, but the fact that he did not mention the destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70, or the persecution of believers under Nero that began in AD 64, or the martyrdom of James in AD 62, leads to the belief that he passed away sometime before these events. From the life of Luke, it is clear that no matter what course we set for ourselves in life, when God has other plans, he changes our direction. Luke is an example of an open-minded man, which was unusual for an educated Gentile in his day, but he is a lesson for all who are so focused on their own personal agendas and positions that they are firmly glued in their comfort zone. Luke probably had social status in his community as a physician, but when confronted with truth, he not only recognized it, but he realized that nothing is more important than pursuing it, no matter what the consequences. Luke recognized that Jesus is truth, and his life was forever changed.
God Questions Ministry seeks to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ by providing biblical answers to today's questions. Online at gotquestions.org.